Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going in, through, and beyond. We are going to defeat the New World Order. You just joined us, incumbent and establishment candidates in the Republican and Democratic Party in every case are losing their nominations for their party. Not just Rand Paul smashing the neocon by 33 points on top of the victory number, blowing him out of the water. Republican Senator Robert Bennett imploding. McCain, he's not going to win if there's a real election. He's now behind. This is exciting. Specter gone. Arlen Specter gone. Hallelujah. There is a God. James in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome. James, we need to get you up to ramming speed here, buddy. I let him go because James wasn't even there pulling at the oars. Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, go ahead.
Hallelujah, sir. I so totally agree with you. And ditto the previous callers rejoicing. There's evidence here. Now, we will continue to win back the Republic, but the work just starts here, man, over the big party Republican war party scum. But, you know, Dr. Rand Paul's victory was a huge victory, but it's not unrelated to the meltdown, the criminal political meltdown of longtime traitor Arlen Miracle Bullet Specter, who, as you know, not only dreamt up the farcical Miracle Bullet theory to explain away the hogwash about Oswald, the so-called lone gunman in the JFK assassination, but he was also personally hijacked the conviction and elimination of former president, still predator, slick, truly evil Clint Trader, thereby gifting us all with Ms. Felony Hogwash Clint Trader's continued political presence on the world. So Specter's guilty of a whole lot, and his meltdown is a key Zionist stooge with the today rise of Dr. Rand Paul only bodes well for the future of our constitutional republic, in my humble opinion, sir.
Ronnie, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky, where Rand Paul smashed the enemy. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, he certainly did. And this is, it was just a lot of exciting people out here. You in the Sunday Courier Journal, there's a little paragraph, an attack ad on you.
No, they're running attack ad TV ads against Rand Paul because he comes on this show. And then some of the neocons that are trying to infiltrate are like, oh, don't be involved with Alex Jones. The Pauls aren't stupid. They know when the system attacks them of being kook conspiracy theorists, that only makes them more popular. When the media attacks somebody, the public knows they're good. It doesn't work anymore.
No, it isn't going to work anymore. And then when they see your name on here and a lot of people have never heard of you, there's going to probably you're going to get some hits now. They want to know the truth. People,
we are
like
getting a couple hits. Yeah, we are getting a few visitors.
That's good because
It was like 2 million visitors a week. Now it's 1 million a day. So the sites are growing.
Oh, that's incredible. And you know, like the Kansas caller said, we still have to keep that. There's hope, but there's still a lot of work to do. We still have to get these films out. I'm still burning copies of the Obama discussion.
Still a lot of work to do. We're not even winning the war yet. We've won some battles, but they won so many battles before we got in the fight. But what we've learned is every time we fight, we win. Resistance is victory. The spirit of resistance with liberty animating it is invincible. Now, the globalists are mad, though. They're going to wreck the economy faster. They're going to steal everything. Even if we kick them out, they'd probably set off some nukes as they left. I mean, they're very upset. So this isn't going to be fun. You know, it's like when you break your leg and a bone sticking out the side. You got to go in and get surgery, and it feels bad, but at least, you know, you saved your leg. And so it's not going to be fun, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to win, win, win. And our great-grandchildren are going to remember when we've got moon bases and Mars bases and our first, off-world craft reach Andromeda. We're going to remember this time when humanity stood up on its hind legs. We're going to remember how we defeated the eugenicists who hate their fellow man, and when those that love humankind and understand the destiny of this species took back humanity and pointed it towards the stars. We shall return on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. WilliamGean.com, AllyPack.us. He heads up American for Legal Immigration, PAC, the biggest in the country, and the No Compromise Group. A month ago, here on the show, he outed what is well known in Washington. They're not even making an issue out of this with the anti-free speech, probe and border, anti-Second Amendment Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan. But that's how they bribe them. That's how they extort them. That's how they compromise them. Look, what they do in their bedrooms, their issue. Though I don't want to look at Elena Kagan. It makes me physically nauseous. So does looking at these other people just because they're such, you know, demonic tyrants. He outed Lindsey Graham, and then Lindsey Graham, and Mr. Gein has also worked in Congress, suddenly backed off open borders, suddenly backed off carbon taxes, suddenly apologized for health care, because they were bribing him the whole time. They were extorting him, clearly. I guess bribe's not the right word. It's a reverse of that, blackmailing him. And a big weight lifted off of Graham. Because now if they come out and out him in the mainstream media, it's only going to point out that they knew all along. So these people just need to come out of the closet so they can't be blackmailed. That's why it's wrong to have this going on up there in Washington. But that's a separate issue. I wanted to talk to him about the fact that Specter has fallen. Senator Robert F. Bennett of Utah has fallen. J.D. Hayworth has come from 20 points behind to, in most polls, a dead heat with McCain. In some polls now passing McCain. We've got until late August for the Republican primary in Arizona. That is a key fight. We have Rand Paul, who is for border security and sovereignty, trouncing the neocon candidate. So in Kentucky, very, very exciting. And we're going to have open phones for John, Tim, Steve, Jason, and others who are patiently holding today. And there's new news out here. Mexican pirates attack American fishermen. San Antonio Express News. In fact, we'll put that up on screen. Here it is out of the San Antonio Express News. Pirates, again, plying the waves of Falcon Lake. Mexican president rebukes U.S. law at White House, says Arizona immigration law is forcing our people to face discrimination. So his people in America, imagine if we had an American president with 30 million people in Mexico saying, my people, you better do this, telling us what to do in America. And to the point of Hispanic students, that later came out, they were Hispanic, three of the five, can't wear American flags in San Francisco shirts because it's so upsetting to the people that see themselves as Mexican citizens so much, you know, 200 miles from the border, that they've become enraged, and all over the country, illegals, every time they have big rallies, pulling down American flags at post offices and police stations and at businesses while the cops sit there sucking their thumbs. So we're going to discuss all of this today. By the way, speaking of San Antonio Express News, give me a document cam shot of this, please, boys. Texas film incentives mainly are benefiting Austin, Dallas. And this is from last year. This is from 11-28-09, or in November of last year. And it has the head of the Texas Film Commission, this is run by Perry, but the head of the commission itself saying, we are funding Machete. Now, we called the film commission, this race war film, last Thursday before we published our article. It was in the Washington Post, Drudge, and other publications. We got 3 million Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 million additional readers from that one story. 3 million. Very, very exciting on that. And that's not counting all the thousands of sites that copied our story. And the headline was, racist film Machete funded in part with taxpayer funds. The governor's press secretary then called and wrote to us and said, well, it is in the queue to be funded, but we haven't funded it yet. I then pulled up that the way it works is they agree to funding at the beginning after they've seen the script. And then there's a final review. So that's a lie from Rick Perry. And I tell you, it's too bad there isn't a better candidate against him. I wish Medina would have won. But he is a patriot in name only. But it says in this article, Texas film incentives are mainly benefiting Austin, Dallas, and I have other articles that say the same thing. Austin was also the site of the production of the Rodriguez-directed movie Machete. The project was announced shortly after the film incentives were created, and Higgins said the announcement was symbolic for the incentive program. And that's the Huggins, is the head of it. Rodriguez's Austin-based production company, Troublemaker Studios, is also filming the movie Predators, a continuation of the series Predator Films in Austin. And we have another one here out of Slackerwood reporting that Machete is being funded by the Film Commission. So caught lying, and we did add the governor's statement in our article that he sent us. And we need to do another article exposing the fact that there's a cover-up. You know, Rodriguez has his free speech to make this film. He has his free speech to make this film. But you can't then use our tax money for it. I mean, can the Klan get some tax money for a movie? I'm totally against that. Make whatever racist crap you want, Ku Klux Klan, but do not take my money to do it. Just like I don't want to pay for abortions with my tax money. Let's go to William Gein of Alipac. I've thrown out some of the issues we're going to discuss. Good to have you here with us, sir.
Hey, Alex, and I want to thank you again for your coverage on that Lindsey Graham situation. You know, after going through a ring of fire on that, you know, coming on your show, I got such a great, great response from people that understood what had happened there, understood the heat that I took, and understood that, you know, I'm the guy that hit Lindsey Graham, and he backed away from Obama and Napolitano, giving everybody a little bit more time right now. So I really appreciate that, and I also want to thank you for being so on the mark and on the money about this movie Machete. I know you get a lot of emails and communications like I do, and I know a lot of people are waking up, a lot of people are taking action, a lot of people are very focused. But it also seems to me also there's almost like a panic out there. You know, like there's so many things that are hitting the public at once now, and there a lot of, you know, confusion and people, almost like some type of state of panic. And when you look at something like Machete, you know, your job and my job at Alipac has been bringing people information that a lot of times they don't want to hear it. They don't want to deal with it. They feel powerless about dealing with it. And looking at Machete, knowing what you know about illegal immigration and the people behind it, and me looking at the trailer, knowing what I know about the inner workings behind it, I saw it, and I told people, I said, look, you know, I see a lot of horrific stuff involving machete massacres, decapitated bodies, gang rapes, mass murder, destruction of nations, and it takes a lot to get my it takes a lot these days to get my blood pressure up. But when I saw that trailer, and I knew what it meant, I knew that if that movie is like the trailer was created, as it was, you know, created in the, for the release on May 1st, with the message to Arizona, I was like, people are going to die over this film. People will die because of this film. And, you know, it was everything I could do to fight the urge to send out a national press release, you know, encouraging all Americans to take all reasonable steps to protect themselves and their families.
Well, let me fill you in. I don't know if you've seen part two we did, but after I was contacted by Hispanic members of his crew, I then received the script. And this is directly from his manager's office. His manager didn't give it to me, but it's marked, you know, it's his manager's office copy. It's the official script. It's worse than the trailer. It's worse than the trailer. Have you seen that video?
I've seen the trailer video, but I haven't seen the script. I saw some mention of it, but I apologize with the rush of information.
No, I understand you're busy. Well, let me just fill you in then while we're here.
Okay, great.
The video that's got about 210,000 views right now, I show the script highlighted. It starts with Minutemen killing Hispanics who were then crucified as Christ. Minutemen then murdering Catholic priests, torturing them to death, burning down Catholic churches, which is meant to invoke, you know, good conservative Hispanics to become angry. It shows Minutemen trying to kill Hispanic children. All the white people are racist scum. Attempted assassinations of leaders. And then machete becomes above Christ and Mary and is worshipped at the end as God. And it turns out he's the hero, Machete Cortez, in the Spy Kids movies. So he's already a kid hero. That was pointed out to me, and I went and watched the films. It's true. So it's a children character. People were watching 10 years ago when the first Spy Kids came out. Now they're adults, so their childhood hero is now killing the evil racist gringo who deserves to die. And it's got race war battles. I mean, it is incredible.
Well, you know, it's the next step. It's the next encroachment. It's the next level. You know, they're prodding the fat and aging America. They're prodding the people that are sick and fat and aging and confused and, you know, pacified. And they're just saying, here we are, and here we are, and here we are. And after seeing that video, I'm absolutely convinced that that's coming to everybody's door. Eventually, it's coming to and through the door. Now, me, I'm a peaceful political guy who's running out of time here. And the good news, you've already mentioned the good news. The good news is, you know, I've stormed all across the country saying, revolution now, America. You've got to stand up. You've got to get involved. And it's not just getting out in the streets with the tea parties and just standing in the streets. You've got, everybody has got to do what the people in Utah are trying to do, what some of the people in Pennsylvania and Arizona are trying to do all across this country. Get involved with every single federal and state campaign and election you can right now. I don't care if you've never worked on a campaign before in your life and you don't know what you're doing, just pick up the phone and start. That's all you've got to do is pick up that phone and start, because we really do have a chance to turn things around here before November. But look at when they're planning on putting that movie out. Like, anytime there's a new movie like that, its date can be moved around. But my understanding is they're targeting September right before the elections, correct?
Yeah, no, they're saying it's a political message and it's September 3rd. And look at how she was the runner-up. They now admit she would have won. The judge, a La Reconquista guy for Miss USA, voted against her because she said, I support states' rights. That's how militant these groups are. You're not going to wear an American flag in school, and you're not going to say you're for states' rights, or you're going to pay.
You're going to pay, and the movie Machete sends the message that if we don't get our way politically, you're going to pay all the way. You're going to pay with your lives. You're going to pay with your destruction. You're going to pay in a way that Americans have never paid before, because when you picture something like the movie Machete, 12-plus million, and there's also some other books. We even saw a book on this. There's other reinforcing factors. Communications are being sent, not just with this movie, but other channels through books and radio broadcasts, all priming these illegals in our midst for this possible burning of Rome from within.
Stay there, William, because in the script, it says they rise up with their tools of their trade, you know, with their pickaxes. That was written 2 years ago in the script. Now it's a movie. They've completed it. And then you have the woman saying, I'm going to rise up with my pickaxes. I'm going to kill you. This is pre-programming going on everywhere. Stay there. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 19th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,207.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.91, $619.96 for a half ounce, or $309.98 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,239.91, $619.96, and $309.98.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. We're standing up. And what's so evil about the media saying if you're against government health care, you're a racist. If you're against anything Obama does, you're a racist. You can see they use it as a weapon. And when they invoke racism, it actually creates it in the other groups thinking that Whitey is out to get them. When Mexico has some of the most draconian laws in the country against illegal immigrants, no one in the world lets people get to their country, have a kid, and then everybody's legalized. I mean, I talked to my friend, Kevin Booth, and he said all over L.A., even in nice neighborhoods, they're just closing major roads when they wash out and saying no more road. Everything's falling apart. They're not. They've announced they're not going to fix the sidewalks. And, you know, Kevin's more what you'd call liberal. And he said to me, he said, my God, it's like a third world country. And all over the nation, everything is folding. They're shutting state parks, national parks. Everything's going bankrupt. And then you've got hundreds of millions of people south of the border saying, this is our country. Get out. Don't wear American flags. Shut up. And now Rodriguez is going to make a whole string of films creating this cult icon guy. It's just horrible. William Gein of Alipac, so much is happening. But again, the good news is the American people are awake. Hispanic Americans are awake, and they're saying, look, I choose America. I choose the Republic. I'm not going to be intimidated into racial politics. Your comments on that, William?
Well, I think you're right about waking up. Look at some of the things that's hit their consciousness recently. That Ron Gocha speech that we released through Alipac back in early 2008, someone grabbed a copy of it, and thank goodness Drudge Report linked into the new copy. And once that happened, it went right up the flagpole, was mentioned on Fox and everything, and had hundreds of thousands of views, and the whole country's watching this instructor from California stand there and tell his student minions that they're part of the global Hispanic front inside of America, the revolutionary front. You know, they're soldiers. And so because he was speaking in English and because the timing was right and the right communications tapped in there, America got a little glimpse of the lethal and revolutionary zeal infesting the illegal immigration population. You know, we've tried to point out, those of us that have been steeped in it, illegal immigration is no longer just a political tool. It's a form of warfare against this country, and it's being conducted, made entirely possible by the fact that the American public, we've been compromised at the top. The top control mechanisms of the corporation groups and government out of D.C. has been compromised by our enemies. And now they're pumping in enough people that hate our guts to deal with us on the inside of our own country. And that's what's going on here. I truly believe that. I wish that wasn't the case. I wish it wasn't my job to tell people that.
Well, no, that's the facts. And that's what globalization is playing groups off against each other. And look at how the PNAC, you know, information, look at the MIAC report, the Homeland Security report, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center reports. They demonize everybody. In there, they say the Tea Parties are violent and want to overthrow America. When we want to save America, we're not doing anything violent. You've got union thugs attacking Tea Party people. The national media covers that up. Meanwhile, you've got all over Spanish radio, all over Spanish TV, but in Spanish, the same stuff we heard Gochez say. So what's happening is the public is now finding out what's really going on.
Well, I've been telling people, look, don't look for your savior with man. And don't look for your leaders on television. You're not going to find your leaders for this mess on television. And part of the problem we're having here, too, you know, there are racist groups in America. And sometimes, like I've had some recent dealings with an event we're trying to put on some events down in Arizona. And it's hard to tell sometimes whether these people who try to paint a big racist target on good people, you know, the Tea Party's 99.5+% of them are all non-extreme people, but then these people try to get in the middle of it and paint a target on them, and sometimes it looks like they're real racist, and sometimes it's like, who's really paying these people for this? Who is really behind this? Because I am seeing a pattern of people that either are racist or are pretending to be racist, like skinheads and neo-Nazis and stuff, beelining it for people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Russell Pierce and J.D. Hayworth down in Arizona. These folks are trying to get in the picture with them, like, you know, jump in front of the car and take a picture as if they posed with them and all this other stuff. And it's really hard to tell.
Well, let me stop you. Let me give you some intel. It broke even on the Drudge Report a month ago. It was in the Associated Press, AP, that Democratic operatives all over the country said, we're going to go out with racist signs at tea parties to make them look racist. And we've caught white supremacist leaders coming out that they were feds. And so let's talk about that when we come back, because actually, sir, they've been caught doing this. So your instinct was absolutely right.
Well, I wanted to mention a name real quick, talk radio guy that we had to keep pulling stuff off our website named Hal Turner, who was constantly putting out stuff about the North American Union, the Euro, and this other stuff, and his stuff turned out being, you know, crud. It was, like, legitimate looking on the surface, but then we come to find out that after he was arrested, this guy was on the FBI payroll.
Yeah, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great grandchildren.
Folks, I'm somebody who was brought up to be colorblind. Grew up in Dallas, a very diverse area. And then in college, I was told America was bad. They had to cancel the Texas Independence Day rally at UT. Pro-Texas isn't even allowed. It had nothing to do with the border. And then I learned about the plan of San Diego and Mecha and La Raza and Azadlan. And I've literally saw the mayor of Austin, Gus Garcia at the time, have a proclamation where he said Hispanics are a god race descended from aliens. I couldn't find that video last week, but Steve Mason's actually bringing it in today, so we should have it tomorrow. I mean, bizarre stuff. And we should criticize the Klan when they're trying to radicalize and get white people to be racist, but there's not 30 million Klan members. And there are 30 million illegals in this country. And we need to really point out this is dangerous. And when Fox Studios, 20th Century Fox, is funding a film like Machete, we've got a big problem here. And so we need to get this out in the open. Now, William Gein of Alipac.us is our guest, and I've been ranting and raving, but I wanted him to be able to go over other issues he wanted to cover, things that he thinks is important before we go to calls. And then also I wanted to go over Mexican pirates attack American fishermen, San Antonio Express News. But, William, you got the floor for other key info people need to be made aware of.
Well, one of the things that we we've been doing and we've been doing all along, Alex, is that we've been asking Hispanic and Black Americans to unify with White and Asian Americans to, against this threat from illegal immigration. And at the same time, while we're telling more radical elements in the white community that appear here and there to stay back and not target people based on race, we've got to ask Blacks and Hispanics to do the same thing. They've got the exact same thing going on, except it's being tolerated and it's not being suppressed like it is in the white community. Now, some of the white hate groups or neo-Nazi groups and whatnot, they believe that moderates and middle, the moderate people in America, that, you know, we're out of time. Basically, they know the history on this thing from the Weimar Republic, where it ends up with their people versus the communists in the streets. And they don't mind going there, Alex. They don't mind going back to that because they know how it often pans out when it's them versus the communists in the streets. So we're trying to keep it from going there. And for it to not go there, people like me and others that are concerned about illegal immigration need to watch our affiliations, do the very best we can to keep people who are being racist out of the political debate. And we need the help of Black and Hispanic leaders. I've said it 100 times, and of course the smear groups will never give me credit for it. I've said that, you know, my goal is to unify, and this is what I think they fear the most, unify the 80% of Americans that keep showing up in these polls that feel a certain way. They don't want us to unify.
That's right. America isn't 80% white. It's roughly 50%. So what's that other 30%? That's Hispanics and Blacks and Asians. They want private property. They want the Second Amendment. They don't want to live in the third world.
Well, the way we see it, over 80% of white Americans want the border security and illegal immigration reversed. Over 65% of Black Americans feel the same way. And somewhere between 54 and 56% of America's legal Hispanics feel that way. Now, unfortunately, over half the Hispanics in the country right now are here illegally. So that reduces the Hispanics that are with Americans down to under 30%. But overall, 80% of Americans, especially if you take the illegal aliens out of the polling data, want the border secured, our existing laws enforced, no benefits for illegals, employers fine, and illegal aliens to go home.
Yeah, I've seen Gallup polls of 79% of Hispanics want more border security. So I guess that must be a poll of people that are citizens.
Well, I'm not sure. We're very guarded about Gallup. We've seen Gallup come out with some readings that are very far off from the other poll medians on readings like this. But what I'm trying to say is the elites that are responsible for what's happening here in the country do not want William Gein, Alex Jones, or anybody else to unify the public against them. And so that's why the racial canards are being thrown out left and right, to try to keep that from happening. That is their game. That's how they play it. And if there's no racism to be found on a group or individual, they'll either make it up or try to send somebody in to label them like that, you know, which is what we were talking about before the end of the last break. Even that, you know, one of the biggest racists that had a radio station in the country last year, when he was finally arrested in court, it turned out he was on the FBI payroll.
And they had all the emails where the feds are going, good job, bring them out, you know, you make him look extreme. He's like, don't worry, I'm getting him for you. And it turned out he was the highest level FBI agent, but then that looks like it's classified. Then they said asset, but at national security level. It was above counterterrorism.
He went right after the North American Union and kept floating bogus claims. I know a lot of people out there listening probably saw in their emails claiming that he had documentation of the Amero, the new currency for America, and that a certain number of Ameros and gold had been shipped to China, and he had evidence of it. You know, over at Alipac.us, the largest archive of information on these topics, you know, we tell people to keep you know, a grain of salt handy, but we do our very best, especially when we see something going viral on the web, to analyze it and to rate its credibility level. And we kept looking at this stuff coming out of this Hal Turner guy because it was on.
No, exactly. He would say computers found with a tracker chip instead of covering all the real admissions of tracking, and then it would be discredited. Or he said, I got this from the Mint when it was a joke coin. We pointed out the Mint in Colorado that actually made it as an anti-North American Union. So instead of looking at all the real SPP documents that Judicial Watch got, instead of looking at all the facts that I was covering, you were covering, that Lou Dobbs was covering, instead the media could say, look at this Amero coin hoax.
Mm-hmm. Disinformation. Hal Turner, who was on the payroll of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, broadcasting racial hatred and racial animosity, was also broadcasting disinformation about illegal immigration in the North American Union and one currency. He was putting it out intentionally. He had masters and handlers that were paying him to do it. And so, you know, we know that there's a game afoot here. I just think that the problem we're having right now, Alex, is getting some of these agents are all around the immigration enforcement movement. They're on the inside. They're all around and on the inside of the Tea Party movement. They have, you know, infiltrated, and we've got to do something. We have got to do something, Alex, to get the true blue people here together and soon to strengthen and improve communication and cooperation in a way that cannot be derailed by the infiltrators and the crazies.
The best way to deal with it is to call it out when you see it, to follow the people to their car, get their license number. You'll then discover they're a Fed or they're working for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and that's come out. But to also just continue to point out the AP article where these Democratic operatives in all 50 states organized and did go out. And it was also in New Mexico news. They even admitted to the news they would dress up like Nazis with racist signs, and they even admitted they were doing it. So as long as we explain to the public that most of this is provocateurred, I think that's the most important message.
Well, we're going to basically – the Tea Parties have been important and strong up to this point, but we're going to basically steer people away from the rally thing into the campaigns and elections, because we feel that is the number one place that the public can make the difference that it needs to make.
Yeah, we need to have tea parties inside the state house and hearings, inside the county commissioner's court, inside the city council, not just dissipating all of our energy standing around the street.
Well, each campaign for public office that's active right now is a mini organization in itself that needs money and people. And the candidates, I don't think that the feds and the Democrats and others have a lot of agent provocateurs that are posing as candidates right now, and it's too late for them to create them. They are able to get activists out there, people at events, and events are the most vulnerable things that there are. But, you know, basically these people are highly sophisticated liars. 99% of what I'm having to deal with and what the American public is having to deal with right now, I think could be described in two words, sophisticated liars.
Well said, my friend. Other points you want to get out there to the public. Let's talk about Mexico being a failed state and collapsing, and the acceleration of crime and murder, especially racial murder, including piracy now in places in Texas bordering Mexico.
Well, you know, I've just recently heard about some of the piracy. You know, some of the piracy I would describe as illegal immigration itself is a form of piracy of the American citizenry in many ways. Mexico, you know, the death count, and the situation there. I'll tell you a story that I think you'll appreciate, Alex. I got a guy that pops on my website every now and then, says he's a young man in Mexico who likes video games, but is sympathetic to our cause, or so he says. But he always sends me pictures and images and things about how the club he was near got shot up by the Mexican gangs the other night with blah, 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 people killed. So it's really hard for me to tell where this guy's coming from. But he sent me a message last week of a Los Zetas commando raid on a villa in Mexico where 5 to 15 cars rolled into this little town at 5:30 a.m. And apparently the government or the federales had some digital camera set up that documented all this. And they got out and they blocked the roads and secured the access in a paramilitary fashion with their ski mask and their assault rifles, all converged on a villa of some drug lord or something and started firing through the windows or whatever. And he wanted to know what I thought of the tactics of Los Zetas. And I said the tactics of Los Zetas are horrible, and what you see here in this film is horrific. However, what you see here in this film could not happen in over half of America because there are more armed men with more firepower than you see in this video within a one-mile radius of my house due to a thing called the Second Amendment. And if that type of thing happened in a lot of neighborhoods around America at 5:30 in the morning after the first gunfire went off, a lot of people would open their windows and handle it from their bedrooms. That's what Mexico
needs. I see where you're going with this. This is the way they threaten you. I get the same stuff. What do you think of this? What do you think of how we'll kill you? Oh, are you concerned about that as a form of intimidation? But think,
right.
So that's what it is, a threat.
It is, but But it's also my response is that because I live in the United States and because I'm a free American with First and Second Amendment rights, that if they came into my neighborhood or still over half the neighborhoods in America and tried that, they wouldn't get out scot-free. You're not going to, or they wouldn't get away with it more than once. You know, the citizenry of America is armed, and we are arming ourselves in greater capacities every day, especially after watching trailers for films like Machete. And therefore, we, the people of the United States, are empowered. In Mexico, the government has guns, the gangs have guns, the people have none. And so they are perpetual victims. And
what do you think of the Mexican president? We're going to play this clip in a moment. Coming out and talking about his people in America, his people and how they're being abused. This is a foreign power openly in the U.S. telling us what to do in our country. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that we should, every time he tries to step in the White House, he should be presented with a bill for his people in our country, an estimated bill. And each time he comes back, he should be handed the increased total bill and explain that he's not going to be allowed in the United States or in the White House or any other government institution, much less a couple years ago, Alex, he didn't even bother with stopping by the White House. He broke with diplomatic decorum and just entered the United States and traveled around the Southwest talking to his people. So I guess we're sort of better off that he actually stuck with diplomatic protocol this time as a head of state and went to the White House instead of just walking into our country and going around talking to his people on his own. I think that he should be presented with a bill for the cost of his people.
Well, just imagine if, say, there were 30 million French in Germany, and the French president went to Germany and told the German government what to do and told the 30 million French to manipulate the political process in that country. That is an act of war. That is an act of subterfuge. That is an act of military overthrow, of conquest, of infusora, a la infusora. And no other country would put up with this, but because the globalists want this, it is allowed, and our media doesn't point out how outrageous this is. Let's go ahead and play a clip from the news covering this information.
For his part, the Mexican president said some things that were a bit more restrained than what he said in his own country, which he called the Arizona law, which has not yet to go into effect, an opening to hate and discrimination in that state. Here's what he said about Arizona's immigration law on the South Lawn.
We can't do so with a community that will promote a dignifying life in an orderly way for both our countries, who are some of them still living here in the shadows, with such laws as the Arizona law that is placing our people to face discrimination.
Face discrimination in Arizona. That's one of the reasons the Mexican government has issued a travel warning that any Mexicans who may travel to Arizona, even though, right, as I said, the law has yet.
And now you've got these seditious boycotts by the city of Austin, and listen, I do tell people, even though I live here, boycott Austin because they're boycotting. And you should call the Austin City Council if you live in Texas or other areas and say, we're going to boycott you until you stop boycotting Arizona. And California's doing this. We're talking about not buying power from Arizona because the elites want to bust this country open. But while I have William Gein with us for this segment, the next, maybe 5 minutes of the next hour, if he can do it, because I want to take a few calls. I'm sure Mr. Gein already knows this because he's so well-researched, but what I've discovered living in Austin and in other articles around the country, city council members' brothers in the past and others, the La Reconquista leaders in my town have been busted in the past. One of them was caught beating within an inch of their life some people they'd smuggled in as a coyote who hadn't paid all their cash. Others have been caught running whores in. Others have been caught running drugs in. And so really, this is just the Mexican mafia El Jefes who are here just over their people. They don't want them speaking English. They don't want them getting the Second Amendment. They want to keep them as slaves like they do in Mexico. And a lot of these La Reconquista leaders are just mafia criminals who are in political office.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. One of the things, here we have the president of a failed state trying to tell us how to run our business. But I got to tell you, I hope he will keep issuing advisories for Mexicans and Mexico to stay out of Arizona. Matter of fact, at this point, till we get this thing settled and our people calm down and their people calm down, I'd like for Mexico, the Mexican government, to issue travel advisories against anybody coming to the United States, like we're issuing travel advisories against anybody going to Mexico. Right now, anybody that goes to Mexico for a non-emergency reason is either massively misinformed, uninformed, or an idiot. And they need to stay out. Our people need to stay out. Our dollars need to stay at home. Mexico needs to stay out of here. I like the fact they're telling people not to go to Arizona. That works just fine for me. And another thing I want to point out, Alex, is that the reason that you see so many cities boycotting Arizona is because right now the globalists responsible for this treachery in America, I'm telling everybody, all their chips are in. All their chips are in the center of the table right now. And their strong points have been these very liberal, big money city arenas where it costs a lot of money. You have to be a liberal and you have to have a lot of money to get on the city councils to run a place like Boston and Los Angeles and New York. So these are the places where they're globalist, no boundaries, no borders, agenda. Is still strong, and so they're showing every resource. They're telling every single resource they've got, stand up and speak out against Arizona, because Arizona just a huge monkey wrench in the entire machinery.
And Texas is moving. Texas and other states are moving to do the same thing, so the globalists are panicking. They thought they had America dead. They thought they were going to overrun the country and destroy it, but the giant is rising. We'll be right back with William Gein. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
Fatigue. Headaches, allergies, and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We will not be forgotten. And
Incredible pressure is brought to bear on anyone that won't let them erase the borders and set up the NAU. You know, Lou Dobbs is partially flip-flop because of his house getting shot up and death threats and things. That's why this is such a fight, folks. And not everybody, when they get a chance to leave the Alamo, is going to leave. But William Geen is not going to leave, and the American people are standing together. This has to be done. I'm not trying to win popularity contest. I'm trying to save this country from the globalist. I want to go to Tim, Jason, Keith, Pastor John, and a few others. But how do folks get involved with AllyPack.us? How do they get involved in a real group that's no compromise defending America?
Well, I do like the term no compromise because that's where, you know, Lou Dobbs said that he was willing to compromise. We are not going to compromise. America is already too compromised. Our main form of communication with our people across the country, over 30,000 strong, is through our email alerts list at www.alipac.us. That's alipac.us, Americans for Legal Immigration. People can sign up, confirm to get on that list, and then they can sign off if they ever want to. It's not like, and we do not sell or trade anybody's information or emails with anybody else. So if you sign up with us, you're going to hear from us, and that's it, nobody else.
All right. And, you know, you talked about that threatening video you were sent. What do you think of this office getting shot up? We knew 5 years ago Los Zetas is the CIA-contracted hitmen, former Mexican military, that they're using to kill off the cartels that aren't laundering their money through U.S. banks. And now they admit on Fox News and AP that our own troops are being made to grow the opium. So if you're getting Los Zetas veiled threats, that's a threat from the U.S. government, just so you know.
Well, the thing is, one of the only things, there's only a couple things that I think that keep me safe, Alex, and that is my relationship with God and my, that's number one. And also, the fact that so many people are counting on me on this as one of the last hopes in this country that this can all be worked out peacefully and politically. If something, you know, awful happens to me, you know, this is what we talked about the last time we were on the show, and I saw a video. I don't know how many people saw the video. After the last time we talked, Alex, I saw a video that you put out because apparently you and I reached a point in our conversations in front of the public like this where we were like, you were like, look, William, you know, you better make it very clear to everybody you're not suicidal. And I said, I am not suicidal. I am heterosexual. I love my family. I don't mess with hookers or heroin. You know, you put out a video about that because, you know, at this point, just killing us ain't enough. You know, we have to be found with a needle in our arm and something like that, you know, because they want to discredit us more than anything else. And if they can't discredit us, you know, the bottom line to it is that if anything untoward happens to me or my family or my friends or anything like that, you know, I'm one of the last people that, you know, a lot of people are hanging in there for, you know, holding themselves at bay and staying on the peaceful political process. If things start happening to me or people like me in the country, then what happens next won't be political and it won't be peaceful and I won't be able to control it and neither will you or anybody else.
And it's not going to end like the movie Machete.
No. Because these are Americans we're talking about. We're talking about Americans that have, you know, some of the best people in the world, despite all of our problems, despite the loss of morality that has decayed this country so badly. I still believe that we have that divine essence to us, a divine reason.
Providence.
Here. Providence, that we have that providence around us that is going to have to come. And also, I believe from what I'm seeing, you know, people like, aren't you afraid of them? And I said, there's only one, you know, I fear God. And that's the only fear, the real, only real fear that I have. And I do believe that the hand of God is moving inside of this country right now. And it's not all going to be very pleasant, I'm afraid.
We're going to do 5 more minutes, take a call or two for William Geen, then Big News Blitz coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.